1039 LI News Radio presents Your Island, the very best in talk radio, with your host, Tom Shalero.
Now, I'm always happy on Thursdays. Between the 1 to 2 hour, the Suffolk Police Department sends their finest into the studio, and we talk about all the different aspects of the PD. But today's something special. We have Police Officer Mitch Savino. Mitch has been involved with the training of police officers in medical techniques, the Citizens Academy, which we're going to talk about, and also in service. He's the cop that trains the cops. And I think just a great individual, and somebody that I want to say, you know, personally, that I've known back on my days when I was in the academy many, many years ago. And, you know, I had a wonderful career with the Suffolk County Park Police, eventually with the Suffolk County Police Department. And I have finished that career, and Mitch is still there. Mitch is still there. Mitch Savino.
I'm still here, Tom. It's good to see you again. Now, we go way back.
Yeah, and just some of the great things that you've done, and we'll be talking about them. But we actually got a call waiting for you already. We've got Susan, most recent Suffolk PD graduating class. Is that the Citizens Academy, Susan, or is that the Police Academy?
It's the Citizen Academy.
Okay. You have a question or comment?
Susan, you were the 34th class, if I remember you.
Absolutely. Me and a group of friends that I rounded up, and we participated in your class, and you are amazing, and we all thank you very much. And with this program, I need to say that it's an excellent program that all the adults, as well as those that are in their 20s, that should participate in, because you basically are walking in the shoes of what the police officers do adore on a daily basis. And since then, my son became an NYPD. And I can reassure you that I have the utmost respect that I'm also part of the Alumni Association. And whatever it takes to back up the police, they're my family now, and I'll do whatever it takes.
Well, interesting. Well said.
Thanks.
And we're going to be talking about that, because I know folks are listening right now that want to know, what the heck is the Citizens Police Academy? And I want to talk about that, because I think it's a great area for people to understand. I mean, Susan said it the best. Now you know. Now you know.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Sue. And
Susan, thanks for calling in.
I loved having them as well, Tom. They were a great group.
But what, you know, again, the average person listening right now, is it open to just anybody to become part or to enroll in the Citizens Police Academy?
Well, it is, Tom. We'd like you to be 21 years or older.
21, okay.
Because it is an adult program. It's certainly, we'd like to attract community leaders. People that are involved in their community, homeowners associations, people that take an active role. Those are the people we're looking for, although it's open to most people. There is a background check involved.
Okay.
We do look into your background, and but yeah, we run one class a year. It's usually free.
And I want to go through the curriculum, because I want, again, there may be people that are interested. There's no two ways about it. I've said this a million times. People who criticize the police absolutely don't understand the mindset of being out there on patrol and being out there to try to protect the lives and property of people. And I want to underscore that fact, and to become intimately involved with the police department through a Citizens Academy, which, again, we'll be talking about. Okay, somebody enrolls in a Citizens Academy. They're possibly a Civic Association president, Chamber of Commerce, community leader. There's obvious reasons, I guess, but just to hear from you, why is it that you would want somebody that has a following within the community? That's the first question.
Again, and everyone is welcome, and everybody's involved to different levels in their community. If they live there, obviously, but you know, the purpose of this is to bring the police department and the community closer together, open up line of communications, and build trust between the police and the community. This is what we're looking for. We can't function without community input. We can't function without the community supporting the police department. Our job is to see how we function, to show them, to understand what their police department is doing. And that's what we do in 16 weeks with these volunteers who come to this program free of charge, one day a week for 16 weeks. And in that time, we interact with the community, very diverse community, very diverse population within the Citizens Academy. And hopefully we achieve those goals in most of the time.
Does there come a time when you're teaching the class that you could see a transformation. Let's say you get a hostile person there, comes in saying, look, I just don't like the way the police perform in this country. There's all this nonsense and, you know, they say all this. But at some point when it's presented, and I know the folks over there at the Academy, the Suffolk County Police Academy, you guys are very fair, very articulate. You know how to put forth and make people learn. And that's what it's all about, the ability to learn. When we finally put it to them, do you start to see a transformation by like, you know, I didn't know that, or I couldn't imagine being in that situation? Well, you ever get that?
Sure, we absolutely do. And you know, it's turning point is different for everyone in the class. Everyone comes in with a different idea of what it's about. But I can tell you that, you know, one class, several classes ago, one gentleman stood up on the very first day, faced the class and said, don't listen to these police officers.
Wow.
They're liars. They don't tell you the truth.
I hate to say this, but there is that attitude out there.
Absolutely.
You know, and
absolutely.
And I guess it's up to us. I mean, up to you guys, mm-hmm. really, to really allay the fears of what people have. So,
well, again,
what'd you say to that when he said that day one?
We asked to give us a chance to show you what we do.
Okay.
Please stay, you know, stay. We want you here. We want you to judge for yourself. And interesting with this individual, by the end of the class, as cynical as he was,
16 weeks later,
he became the class spokesperson for that class at graduation.
Yeah. The concept of a Citizens Police Academy, I've studied throughout the country here. It's kind of prevalent at a lot of police departments across the country where they have this type of a police academy. You know what makes ours different here in Suffolk? Is it anything about it in terms of the length or the curriculum?
Well, again, it's a tremendous time commitment for the working adults that take the program. 16 weeks, 2.5 hours, one day a week. We recognize that, and we try to accommodate them. There's a lot of hands-on with this program, a lot of interaction with our police officers. They get to see different aspects of the police department, and no holds barred. We allow them to ask any question, make any comments, and we will answer anything on their mind.
You know, I think the caller that called in and said that now she has a different perspective of police work. I just wish that everybody in this country, including the liberal far-left media, can go through an academy like this so that they do understand it. I have seen such biased anti-police reporting in my lifetime that I can only call disgusting and misinformed and basically people giving people the wrong idea. And that's, you know, frustrating.
Well, unfortunately, that seems to be the trend right now. But, you know, we're not the enemy. You know, they talk about the thin blue line. That's what's separating the citizens from the crimes and danger that can become them.
Now, there's a curriculum. You go through things, and I'm looking at actually at the brochure. A lot of that's pretty much what the police academy does.
Pretty interesting. We try to show them what a real academy is like in the very beginning. In fact, on the first session, we actually put them in formation on the drill floor, have a little fun with them.
That's right.
Show them what it's like on day one.
I still have nightmares about that.
Yeah, it's not the same. We're kinder, gentler now.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah,
I remember being yelled at and screamed at. But again, it's all a matter of discipline, and it's all a matter to think in terms of a unit, you know, think in terms of, and also to have an individual thought, too. So you had to combine almost a dichotomy.
And again, we don't do this with the adult academy, and there is no physical component. I have to say that. They're not running or doing push-ups. There is no physical component. So we do welcome everyone. In fact, several classes ago, the first citizen with a disability graduated, and he was able to do everything.
That's right. Let's take another call. We've got Debbie on the line. Looks like Citizens Academy also. Debbie, you're on the air.
Hi, Mitch. It's Debbie Grayer from your 33rd class.
Yeah. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Hi, very good. I'm listening in, and I just wanted to share with everyone what a great program it is. I remember you originally, you know, letting us know it's this long, 16-week class, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make it to all of that. But as time went on, I was rearranging my schedule, and that was the highlight of my week. It was so informative. It really, truly gives you a different perspective.
Did you change over the 16 weeks, Debbie? Did you change your attitude towards policing and law enforcement?
I think I had a very good attitude to begin with.
Okay.
But I have to say, so many people I know that maybe had doubts about why things were done certain ways.
Okay.
I know I learned a lot, and I got to share that with a lot of my friends and maybe swerved a little bit of their opinions.
Right. Well,
but just really to mention how dedicated Mitch is. He's been doing this a long time. He's so involved in so many things, and I really appreciate that he does this and that he has taken this time because it's
wonderful.
It's wonderful. I really wish everyone could go to this
Debbie, class. Appreciate your phone call. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.